This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by KingdomStrollers.com. If you're in Walt Disney World right now and you made the bad decision of bringing your stroller along with you.
You're going to say of going at Christmas time.
I somewhat agree with that as well. But if you made the bad decision, you lugged that stroller with you. Why'd you do it? You could have booked with Kingdom Strollers, saved the hassle. Don't lug that thing through the airport. As I like to say,
all you got to do is lug your stroller.
Not your kids. I'm talking about your strollers.
Right.
So go to KingdomStrollers.com, book it, get that City Mini or that City Mini Duo that I use right now with my kiddos. Get the City Mini Giant for your big kids, like Terry. Terry, I can stroll him around. It's very nice now, but it does fit like a 4 or 5 year old, someone who maybe can't walk their way through the parks. And if you walk at my pace, and as you know from listening to the episode with Terry, you probably need a stroller. So it's great service, KingdomStrollers.com. They also have cribs and so much more, and you can find them right there. And thank them for supporting WDW Today this month, and tell them you heard about it right here. KingdomStrollers.com. And now,
on with the show.
Hey, took my line.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now, here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, December 21st. And this is, I guess, technically our Christmas episode of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
Logan, not given the episode number? No episode number today.
I don't know what it is.
It's 1544.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I told you a minute ago.
I'm not listening.
I've got it on tape.
I know. You can play it back at the end of the show.
Well, it's the little tape recorder that I have embedded in your beard.
What did Kevin have in
Talk Boy?
Talk Boy.
This one's a beard boy.
Yeah, I had a Talk Boy. Did you have a Talk Boy? I think you did.
I don't know. I played with yours, probably.
I think I did have a Talk Boy. If you don't know what we're talking about Home Alone. And he had Kevin McAllister had that thing where he could do sound effects, and he was watching like mob movies. I haven't seen Home Alone in a long time. How does it end? Spoiler alert. How does Home Alone end?
Kevin dies.
That's right. They all die.
And the whole dadgum family.
Well, today we're going to talk about some things for Christmas, since it is Christmas. It's a more laid-back episode. We're here in the studio about to take our vacay. What are you guys doing for Christmas?
See some family. Eat some food, open presents.
Where's your fam?
Not my fam, her fam.
Her fam be in?
Be ham.
Her fam be in ham? Be in be ham.
Right.
Hard to say.
Yeah.
So you can do that. I'm sure that'll be fun. Does Samantha listen to this show?
No, never
so,
has.
So how's that going to be?
Not good. Not going to be good.
This is a luxury podcast.
I mean, her family may listen. I don't know.
I've told that to every podcaster. Your wife will never listen to the show. So you can say pretty much whatever you want and know that you get away with it because they hear you enough talking.
As long as one of her friends doesn't listen too. That's what you got to be careful
with. Yeah. Terry, what are you doing for the holidays?
Family's all coming here.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
My whole family is here on my side, so we're staying put. Actually, my brother's leaving, so I get to see him the other 364 days a year. So he's leaving for Christmas, and we're going to have fun here, have Christmas. Got lots of great toys to open up. My son's going to open up, and I'm going to play with. Can't wait. They've been some great ones coming from Santa and some great ones that are mine that I just can't wait to dig into.
So. Yeah, it sounds like Santa, quote unquote, has been shopping more for you than he has for Riker.
Well, we have similar interests, me and my 4-year-old son, so.
Santa doesn't shop, Terry. Santa has his own workshop.
Yeah, I don't know if you know about this. There's elves. You have to know a few elves. Yeah. I come from a long line of elves.
But how does
like you've gotten your picture with an elf or two.
Yeah, how does Santa get past the licensing problems with Disney consumer products? Santa able to get the Star Wars licensing?
I think he has a good deal. I think
Got it off Alibaba.
Well, today we are going to talk about some Disney things. Look, it is already Wednesday. It's last minute time to get your gifts for your Disney fans. Some of these you can get online. Some of you can get in person and have some fun. So we thought it'd be fun to throw those out there. Now, obviously, full disclosure, let's throw out promotion for our friends and sponsors. You could rent a stroller. That's a great Christmas gift.
Yep.
Or
do they have gift card options?
Probably. If not, just put it on your credit card. It's not that much money. Or what I was more going to say is obviously Circa 1955, who we can congratulate, just hit 100 subscribers, which may not sound like a lot, but when it's one person doing it, and honestly, that's a really good business if you look at the numbers. You're doing a great job. And 100 people subscribed. So thank you to so many of the WW Today listeners that subscribed to Circa 1955. I can't imagine making 300 or 400 candles a month. That's I don't even know how to make one candle. You ever made a candle?
It takes a lot of earwax.
Yeah.
You save it. Did you see that Mythbusters episode? They did the earwax candle. Didn't really burn and smelled horrible.
I thought you were going to say, candles aren't actually made of earwax.
Oh, no. I don't know. No, they aren't.
Yeah.
They may be.
Myth busted.
We're calling this last minute shopping, but let's be real that most members of the male species are just now getting started on Christmas shopping.
Are males a species? The gender?
Male gender. I don't know.
I have my
questions. Let's not go down that.
I know, but I'm just questioning species. That's very specific. I have done my shopping. I am complete. But as of yesterday, I finished up. So I understand that. So a lot of you guys are listening. Maybe you know, maybe there's a Disney fan in your life and you want to add a little extra magic to them, want to do it. Maybe some affordable ways you can do it. I mean, the obviously first choice is something that's super easy. You can go get it at any local drugstore or department store, wherever you shop, really, that has gift cards. You can get a Disney gift card that's redeemable at the parks, redeemable on the website. You can get that pretty much everywhere around the country if you're listening in the States. That's a great last-minute option because can you really go wrong with Disney money? I don't really think so. I very much enjoy when people give that to me.
And there's been an interesting we talk about the Disney Internet a lot, and the Disney Internet's kind of been going crazy over gift cards lately. Because, you know, there's all these things that you can do to save money on the gift cards. If you go to, Target and use your Target card, you get cash back.
Ah.
And if you, go to,
kind of scamming the system.
Sam's Club or BJ's or Costco, they tend to sell the gift cards for, a discount. So
that's pretty cool. I didn't know about that. So I've always bought I'm the sucker here. I buy my gift cards retail price. If I give them $100, I expect a $100 card. So
can you get, do they have Disney gift cards at Kroger?
Usually, yeah.
Get the old fuel points.
Fuel points.
There you go.
Double fuel points.
Southwest points. I've done that. I've bought a Disney gift card for myself.
Southwest companion pass.
Right, to get my Southwest points up. I actually just did that for one of the things that I'm giving. So that's a good way to do it. Or you could do is buy a Visa gift card and just slap a sticker on it that just says the Disney dining plan. And then you're good to go. That made Will.
Pretty funny.
Will got a, he snickered.
Pretty funny.
I actually would love that if someone would do that.
It's more a grimace.
Yeah. It's more just realizing, so you could throw. And then guess what happens when you don't use all that money? You get to have more money, unlike the Disney dining plan, which is just, you want four desserts? All right, let's do it. No offense. I know a lot of you guys like the dining plan. I've just never found the value in it. I don't need enough food.
When it's free, there's a lot of value in it. And that's when a lot of people start.
Then it's like the hotels are usually rack rates. So, there's a lot of, you gotta really check into that, looking at it. We've said that before. You got to look in to see if it's worth it for you and your family. I understand the convenience of it. I used to do that when my wife and I were on a pretty strict budget. I would actually go buy a gift card. That was our allotted amount of food money for the week. So I get that. It does take the pressure out to be like, all right, that's accounted for. There you go. And it was a $900 gift card every week. We ate like kings.
But we can't spend a dollar over this. No more.
No more. Lobster this is every it. Night for four nights. Fifth night.
King crab.
Man, I'm glad I don't have a shellfish allergy. Cause
you'll puff up. Puff up like Stay Puff Marshmallow Man.
Puff a fish. You'll pop him like a balloon.
People love accents on this show.
This is just, we're talking about the majority of our fan base is based in Boston or based in New York. So that was pretty seamless Boston to New York, I have to say. That's it. If you're listening in Boston and New York, Will's from Boston. I'm from New York. So it's okay. We can say
it. Not offensive.
No, it's fine. You can tell by Will's Kelly Green shirt today. What else? What other good last-minute Disney-ish Disney items for the Disney fan in your life? Maybe if they don't have a Disney outlet or a Disney store nearby.
I was going to say go to a Disney outlet store because they always have good stuff. Especially,
no, they do.
I like the Star Wars merch that they've got right now. I tried to get Logan a
Yeah, they have those die-cast Star Wars
figures. No, I tried to get you a Baymax with a old Santa hat on. You were like, nah. I'm like, well, this is right up your alley.
It is.
You love this. You're like, no.
I get yelled at for not getting rid of things.
I felt very proud of myself. I was like, this is something Logan would love. And you're like, no, can't have it.
Also, Riker has about 6 Baymaxes.
Yeah, but does he have Santa hat Baymax?
He does not. He has red-suited Baymax, white Baymax, green suit Baymax.
Isn't Baymax white himself without armor on?
Yes. Armor on, green armor, red armor, and then he also has a more like a plushier version, and then he has one that's like kind of a hard plastic one.
One of them giant ones?
Like the one we have in Olaf?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they have that. I would totally have bought that.
Yeah, they have light.
They have a bed. I think they have a bed you can get some places, but I do not have that.
Oh, I'd sleep in a bed of Baymax.
Yeah, I wanted to get the Totoro bed. If you're trying to pick a Christmas item for me, send me a Totoro bed.
That squirrel you always wear the shirt of?
Yes.
Good thing you don't wear that.
He's not a squirrel. He's a Totoro.
He's a squirrel.
But those stores are really good.
Beyond that, you could go big, and this is something you could do still. And it's like, if you are, like Terry said, the male species and haven't purchased yet, you know, maybe now is the time you sit down at your computer, you look ahead, you find a good week, and you start planning a trip.
Yeah, whether it's
because it's last minute, but it's not like you don't have to deliver the physical thing that day, and you're like, okay, we're going here. Look, I've already gotten some reservations. I've got on the My Disney Experience app or something like that.
If your wife is like mine, if you surprised her with that, there's a good chance she would be like, I just try to get out of it or find another date or something like that. The fact that you already have it set and say, this is it, we're doing it.
Can't do anything about it.
Hopefully you guys keep a really good schedule so you know what your kids and your wife are doing.
Yeah, because if you accidentally do it like during finals for your like 9th grader,
not good.
No. You probably can't miss those are important.
So check your schedule.
So let's talk about, I know a lot of people do that. I have a friend that's giving annual passes to their entire family. Like, jeez, that's their Christmas.
That is a good Christmas, sir. Yeah. That's
people always say that we don't talk about like like unattainable things on this show.
Well, but you're gonna buy your kids annual passes, so make that Christmas. How are some ways that you could like give that on Christmas morning? I know a lot of people surprise their kids
like with tickets or annual passes.
Split the belly on a Simba doll, stick the tickets right in his belly.
What's a good way?
Old passes.
Yeah.
If you have a pet.
So we're killing Simba.
If you have a pet, it's a stuffed animal. It's already dead. There's no life in it.
Well, it's not dead. It never was.
If you have a dog, so you have like
collar,
like either the collar or put magic bands around his paws, have him walk in.
Yeah, if you have the magic bands, if you already have your magic bands, that's a great way to do it. I like something like magic bands.
I can imagine like Margo, my bulldog, like walking through. Ah, I got all these magic bands. She'd hate that.
I would personally get a giant box, and then to take through, and they just find the magic band, because it's a huge gift. It'll be very. It's kind of like when you give a nice piece of jewelry. Thankfully, a woman usually is like, oh, a small box. That's good. Like, but for me, I'm always like, nah. Do you know how much this costs? Like, can we put this in like a giant? I want this to be like the size of a car bow.
Like one of those like a nesting doll, but with boxes. Like, okay.
Or maybe tie them to like a little parachutes and throw them. If you have like a little balcony, throw them off that.
Oh, go like Toy Story. Army men, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Out of it. Throw them down the chimney. I don't know. What's in it? I mean, I'm...
Climbing up on the roof to throw things on the chimney seems pretty involved.
You can do a cool video. You can do it with your phone. I mean, everyone can do anything with their phone. So you can do a video of like, get some clips together of Disney World and then at the end be like, you're going the annual pass. And you could throw that together in a few hours. So that'd be fun. And
speaking of that kind of another kind of last minute idea is like, I know a lot of places around town, like Walgreens and stuff, you can get photo books put together. Like even getting some of your old pictures together from your My Disney Experience app or things like that, other park experiences, maybe just creating a memory book that even if it's just a coffee table book or something you have at your house, that's something that could be a cool last minute gift that has some thought to it. That's not just like I bought you something real quick. Like I put some thought into it. I thought you'd really like it.
Yeah, Walgreens, that's a good option because Walgreens not only has that, they have the canvas prints that could be done in an hour. So they're really nice. You could pick some, like I said, some of your favorite Disney pictures or something that ties in. They also do peel and sticks. They do some other stuff that's you can be done within an hour, a couple hours. some great options of and Terry's idea of throwing something out there, like making it a surprise. That's only, it's nominal. They're between 10 to 50 bucks, depending on what you're creating. I just ordered a canvas print for one member of my family. So you could do something cool. They are a little hesitant on copyrighted imagery, but if it's like your family at Disney World, I think they'd be fine. It's more like, is it, you know, a Mickey Mouse picture that probably be an issue with? And I think actually Disney comes with, if it's on a photo pass, it comes with like a release form.
It's release.
Yeah. So you can probably do it. But I mean, if you like were to make something, they usually make you sign a form saying that you have the rights to it. And let's just say I've done that a few times. Lorenzo Sampson has signed for a few a few Daniel Tiger art prints.
Oh, Lorenzo. Get you every time.
Lawrence Simmons. he's a member of KISS.
I really like Will's idea of the memory books, though, because, you know, we did a big family trip this last year. And so that's one of the things we're doing is like, hey, here's pictures of our trip. And, you know,
people don't really do that anymore because everything's so digital. You never really
I still like the physical. Yeah. I like to having the physical copy, even setting it on the coffee table or something so friends can look through. Also, if they know that you're a Disney fan, maybe they want to see what kind of experiences you've had. It's something you can share not just with your family but with others as well. So I like something physical like that, and it's – honestly, I mean, it is thoughtful, but it doesn't take too much effort if you just block out some time, find a place that does it, and just put it together, and maybe even put a nice note in it or something like that. I like it.
Yeah.
Like it, Will.
I'm a giver.
Any other really good ones? I mean, obviously, if you run down to your local, you know, Walmart or Target, you're going to find plenty of Disney stuff. So you can always find things, ancillary products, stuffed animals and characters, and you can find a lot of that there, but... I'm not sure. What's another thing?
Another way you could do a reveal if you're going to reveal a gift is like, I know food is a lot of the Disney experience. So if you'd happen to have like a Disney cookbook or get out a Disney, go online and search for some
pancakes or something.
Yeah, maybe have a fun, you know,
everyone can make those
Disney themed meal. I just posted it actually on our Facebook page the other day. The do it yourself Dole Whip, the Dole released from Moana. So you can kind of like have your own...
From Rwanda.
Moana.
Oh, I heard Rwanda. Oh,
it's imported. A Rwandan...
Rwanda, different movie.
Yeah. Got Don Cheadle in it.
Like, you know, from Iron Man 2.
that's hilarious.
You can get a... you mentioned the Dole Whips. You can also buy a... This could be a fun one. And you throw out there. You can buy the mix... That's Dole for if you have a soft serve machine. And if you don't, you can usually...
I happen to have one of those.
I'll say if you don't, you go back to like a Triple B, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh.
They usually have like the like one-off soft serve machines. Uh-huh. You can make Dole Whips for everybody. That'd be kind of more...
Like a one-use only? One-off?
No, like a one-pump. Like a consumer grade.
Yeah.
And I like that idea of Disney food, though. I do, because that's
Mickey pancakes,
the easiest to go.
I'm not sure how many of our listeners are not just adults. Like, I feel like mostly adults, but we probably have some kids that are listening.
Oh, yeah. People listen
like,
to this
you
in the car.
Could, you could make Mickey pancakes as, like, breakfast for your parents.
Hopefully we're not spoiling this for any parents.
Well, like, don't tell your parents, I'm going to do this while you're listening. But it's like, that's something that you could do that shows you put some effort into
it. Be old enough to cook pancakes.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting you burn your hands or do something like, if you can't cook, don't cook.
Maybe we should make Mickey toaster waffles.
Logan can't cook.
No, Lord, no.
So we don't let him near the stove.
I had this robot that was supposed to make pancakes, never worked.
Oh, it didn't?
No, it was a mess. It was just a mess everywhere.
Shooting
everywhere.
Kickstarter everywhere.
The Kickstarter robot?
It was
robot?
Awful. It was such a disaster. It never worked.
Was Riker real upset?
He was just kind of like, what in the world? Like,
what just, this
there was
crappy
just
toy
stuff
dad.
Everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. I want to go try that now. Do you have it still?
I'm sure somewhere.
We got to find
it. You played with it for a day.
We need to do a video.
You like adjust the pressure. Like you had to do so much. It wasn't that at all like...
I think it's easier just to get like a little like cake batter bag and
it's
just
a new spinoff podcast. Logan cooks.
Logan uses bad Kickstarter items. It's pretty much that's.
Here's my broken record player. Literally, yeah. It's a broken record player.
Ah, it plays broken records.
Yeah, only.
Yeah, Riker wants the rock block right now. That's on there.
What's that?
It's a little block that you put on a record. And it goes around and plays it.
Oh.
They used to have little VW vans that did it.
Like drives around it.
And I'm gonna call a gripe on a Kickstarter right now. Someone is Kickstarting, and it got on Nerdist.
You have a lot of gripes with a lot of Kickstarters.
Including my own, but it got there's currently a Kickstarter about making a Turbo Man action figure from the film Jingle All the Way. And the guy's like,
Didn't we talk about Jingle on the Way on this? No, I talked about Jingle on the Way on podcast.
Well, so he's like, we're going to finally make, I have obtained an actual prop from the movie. We're going to make it. I'm like, I had a Turbo Man toy.
Yeah, that was in the stores.
You could go buy them.
Yeah.
Now, I did look on eBay. They're like $400 now, which made me be like, dang it, what did I do with my Turbo Man?
That is Jingle All the Way action right there.
But yeah, that's probably Jingle All the Way now.
Good movie.
But now, you need a Hatchimal? All right. Got it. Done. eBay. $100. That whole movie could have been solved, all of Jingle All the Way, with $100 in an eBay account.
That's what I said, like the bourbon, allocated bourbon rush is like Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
People waiting outside, fist fights.
Yeah, that's like Hatchimals right now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Pretty crazy. And you know what? I still don't get them.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Riker has one.
I know. The little owl. He kept making it peck me. He's like, peck. Peck.
It legit hatches from an egg. Like, it's an egg, and it beaks its way out.
Then it's one and done.
Well, then it becomes kind of like a Furby or a Tamagotchi that's a little piece. It's a nice little toy, but the initial...
The reveal is what you're waiting for.
Yeah. Another thing, an easy one, is maybe plan like a movie night at Christmas.
Oh.
You can go pick up a latest Blu-ray, DVD, if anyone buys physical media anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I have a player.
Or just go on the dark web and find all the Disney movies that are in the vault. You know what I'm saying? You could do a movie night, then maybe at the end of the movie, you know, reveal, hey, we're going to Disney in 2018 when Avatar Land opens. Rivers of Light, whenever they decide to book it, we'll be there.
Yeah. What's interesting is with Rogue One going on, I've seen a lot of people talking about, well, we're really waiting on our next trip to Star Wars Land opens. I'm like,
you got some time.
You got some time.
Yeah.
You're going to wait in the queue
That's
for a while.
That's honestly the problem that with those kind of nondescript release days, people, I think, do plan out. Like, oh, we're going to wait. It's like, no, you don't understand. They should say, like, coming in the next 5 years. Because I think people do have that problem. The same with Avatar. Same right now with Nintendo, Universal. Universal kind of bucked their trend of being like, and it's coming 2017 or 2018. Yeah. They're now like, they kind of put out a very Avatarian, vague, here's, we're going to be doing Nintendo, it's going to be coming, it's going to be great. Now, they already have released the details of Nintendo in Japan, so I think that it's going to move pretty quick.
I know this is a jolly episode, but I know we're a Walt Disney World podcast.
Is it a jolly episode?
I feel like we should take a moment during this show, because you just mentioned Universal, and have a moment of tribute or silence to Wet n' Wild.
Oh, yes. Maybe we could do a whole episode of Wet n' Wild. What do you think about that, Will?
Wet n' Wild wasn't Universal, though.
Yeah, they're owned by Universal.
No, I didn't know that.
No, they are.
Yeah. They weren't.
Which is why when Volcano Bay opens, they're like, that's their whole line is, if you liked Wet n' Wild, you're going to love Volcano Bay.
They weren't there when it wasn't owned by Wet n' Wild. No, it wasn't. It was its own entity.
I don't believe it was like a partnership. I don't think it was owned. Maybe we can do a moment of silence for that. Well, next week I'm starting Dustuka Cast, which is going to be coming.
Did you ever ride your Stuka?
Never. I almost feel like if...
I don't think I did either.
I'm going to be going down to Orlando now. It looks like the first week of January. It's like 3 days too late to ride your Stuka.
They close it? Oh, like officially the park's closed.
New Year's Eve is the end of Wet n' Wild. Terry doesn't know what Dustuka is either. Dustuka was one where you got in a spaceship and the floor dropped.
Nope.
In.
Wrong. Right? That's the Bombay Rocket.
Oh, then I have done Dustuka.
Dustuka is just a straight, yeah.
Oh, I like the other one with the rocket. I never did the floor dropping out.
Bombay Rocket.
That one scared me.
I don't know how it didn't tear up your back, like falling back against the panel.
I'm sure it wasn't pleasant. Disney has one like that now, right? On the Aquadunk. Mm-hmm. On the Magic, right?
The Magic.
Whichever one you were on last.
Yeah, and you wouldn't do it.
No.
Because you don't want that floor dropping out on you either.
I love the Aquaduct, but the...
Yeah, those Romans... Pretty impressive that they could build that entire water system in ancient Rome.
On the Disney fantasy?
No. Like throughout the entire city. Like they were very innovative, the Roman Empire.
Let's take around the horn. What's the one Disney item you hope to get for Christmas? What's the dream? Come out that one. What would be your dream Disney present for Christmas?
Trip to Hong Kong. Hong Kong Disney.
Hong Kong, not Shanghai.
I'd rather go to Hong Kong than Shanghai.
Okay, well, there you
like
go.
The place of
so
Hong
it's just
Kong.
You just would like to go. I'd
like to go to Hong Kong and go
you'll
to
visit.
Yeah, I'll go to the park while I'm there. Might as well. Shanghai would be cool too, but I'd rather go to Hong Kong. Capitalism.
See, I'd rather go to Tokyo.
Yeah, I get that. That'd be cool.
Like, I'd like to go to Disneyland Tokyo, but I also would like to go to Universal Japan. So I feel like there's more for me in Japan. And by that, I mean theme parks. Culture. Pff, you got a Main Street USA? Teary. You know you're going to get a Disney gift this year. You always do. We haven't even mentioned your tree. Did the tree grow this year?
The tree grew.
Terry, by the way, if you remember, has a plush tree.
Did we do that last year? We did,
but like this year, what's new on the tree?
We've added BB-8's got been added to the tree.
Very nice.
And Destiny from Finding Dory, the little whale, nearsighted whale.
Okay.
And Baby Dory.
Baby Dory.
We added the Orange Bird. I saw that when I was there in honor of listener Mary Jo. You got to put that on there.
I do love the Orange Bird.
Trying to think if there's a Lumiere. We did add a Lumiere. Just every now and then we'll add. So
that's crazy. So you add a lot per year, man.
Well,
how's there room in this tree?
There really isn't room on the tree. We're talking about, and I love your feedback. We're talking about either spinning off like a Pixar tree.
We're selling it. Selling it. Buy Terry's Plush Trees. Terry'sPlushTrees.com. Oh.
Well, your mom.
Buy that domain now. Quickly. Someone's going to hear this and buy it.
Your mom's huge. Like... wants me to donate it to the office here, so.
Well, I mean, temporarily. I don't think, because it is. I mean, the kids would love it.
It's a lot of fun.
Right now, it's getting the adult love, but it could use the kid love. So promise that those stuffed animals aren't
going
anywhere.
Those of you who haven't heard, that this tree is, my wife and I went to stay at Port Orleans, and we decided to do Christmas at, we were there just a couple of days before. Like, let's celebrate Christmas.
Years ago.
Years ago, like pre-vacation club, like 2005, I think. And, we decided to let's just have Christmas there, and we got on the Disney, and that's another great gift, is we got on Disney Florist, or Disney, was it Disney Gifts?
Yeah, you can just Google Disney Florist,
it'll come up. And we were thinking, hey, we'll just have Disney deliver a Christmas tree to our room. I was like, it can't be that expensive, it's a Christmas tree. Well, at the time, it was $600 for a tree with a star and...
Probably like a four-foot tree or something?
It was like a four-foot tree with like four
Live
or five...
Live tree or fake tree?
It was fake. Yeah, and so and
did
it had
you
the fab.
To keep it?
Yeah, you got to keep it.
How you travel home with that? Yeah.
Right, it's like a Kingdom stroller. You need a stroller. It's like you got to rent it.
Rent a tree.
Right, right. But, if you came to Mad Cream Stroller, if you're listening, you need to start a tree rental service.
So you you got four stuffed animals on the
huge.
Thing.
Cut that out. We should do that picture.
So we decided. We actually went to Walmart in Nashville, bought a tree, threw it in the duffel bag, just a cheap little tree.
So we need to do a tree in a duffel bag. It's a carry-on tree.
Bottles of cheap tree through a duffel bag. Check. Did you check or carry on?
We checked the tree.
Tree check.
And
they have Walmarts in Orlando. Never mind. Move on.
Well, we wanted to make sure we had it because it had been a rough year that year. And so we started this plush tree, and now we've got over 100 plush on it that we buy either when a movie comes out or we bought them, like to the different characters in the cruise outfits.
What Rogue One character will end up being stuffed? Really? K2 maybe? K2 I think is the only one you really can
Yeah, it's the only one you really
the
want.
The droid, the big droid.
Oh, yeah.
He's really the only one I feel like it's friendly enough. What you got there? I got myself General Krennic.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah. Mm. Who is something in CGI on the tree, maybe.
Oh, yes. I saw someone posted like a little diehard ornament. Did you see that? Like, it's going around the internet. It's like you take just like a metal, you make like a tinfoil square, and you print out the little picture, makes him look like he's in the air duct climbing.
Oh, yeah.
So, for all those diehardians out there, Hans Gruber.
Die Hard the movie?
Yeah. It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I get that.
There's a debate about that this year. I've seen that a lot on the internet. We'll wrap up this.
But your internet.
That people are like, there are certain movies that are Christmas movies, but they shouldn't be considered Christmas movies, and Die Hard's one of them. And I want to say, no, you're wrong. They're like Die Hard, Gremlins. These are movies that are Christmas movies.
Yeah, for sure.
Edward Scissorhands.
Uh-huh. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, that one is, yes.
Speaking of Nightmare Before Christmas, we're going with some Nashville listeners.
Yeah, it's
this
probably
weekend.
Not too late to get some tickets.
While you were sleeping?
To Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, Friday night at the Franklin Theater.
The
Movie Gang presents The Nightmare Before Christmas. You get tickets on the Franklin Theater website. We're going to the evening showing at 8 o'clock. There's also one at 4 o'clock. I don't know if there's any tickets left for Friday night, but if there are, we'd love to see you out there. And Will, Terry, and I are right as of now planning on being there. And come enjoy a fully interactive experience with the Movie Gang. If you don't know about them, you want to know more, listen to that episode of Scare Zone with Chad Gilbert. He's from the band Newfound Glory. He put
See what Logan did there?
It's a plug. Free plug.
Free plug for Scare Zone.
Well, we talk about the Movie Gang event.
Oh, I know.
He said it's like Rocky Horror for every movie is what they kind of spin it as. It'll be really a lot of fun. And we hope to see you guys out there. All right, let's move on. Coming up next, listener questions with Dr. Lin-Manuel Test. Not today. All right, take a quick break before we get to LQs with LT. Why don't we call it that?
LQLT.
I met LT once.
LaDainian Tomlinson?
Yeah, in a Birmingham loft hotel. That's a story for another day. But today we're talking about circa 1955. And we do want to congratulate them. You heard that earlier. 100 subscribers. So it's probably, 400 or 500 candles going out each and every month. If you can be a part of it, go to their website, circa1955.com, and they got a promo code for our listeners.
And if you use the code PODCAST, you will get a bonus candle, which is a Main Street Marceline, kind of that Main Street confectionery smell. Yeah. And that's just for our listeners.
It's a good, solid, standard smell. And I mean that in a very positive way. Like, even if you're not, if you're not a Disney fan, which you are if you're listening to this, but like, you light it, you're like, oh, it's just a nice, pleasant smell. Where like the dark ride ones, which I love, are fairly specific. This one is a very nice, pleasant, Christmassy-ish kind of candle. So make sure you go to their website, circa1955.com. I'll spell out the website for you, if you, just in case. Some people have asked. CIRCA1955.com.
Terry's jumping all over your endings today.
He is. He's my end jumper.
It happens.
Circa1955.com. Get that free candle. Use the promo code PODCAST. And now to LTs.
LQLTs.
No, LQs with LTs.
It's time for listener questions with Lynn.
Dee Dee Herring says, if Disney were to offer a half, this is very hypothetical, but all right, if Disney were to offer a half day tour of Animal Kingdom with Joe Rohde as your tour guide for $999, would you do it?
No.
All right.
No.
Terry, I'd split it with you.
Yeah, I'd probably do it.
One time? Why not?
Because it's Joe Rohde.
$1,000.
$1,000 to be in Animal Kingdom.
How many people? Is it per person? Because it's $2,000 for
a half day.
It's $2,000 for an RIP tour of Horror Nights.
Half day tour of Animal Kingdom. No,
well, there's not enough. There's not anything else to do. There's only a half day. No.
Yeah, it's like the 7-hour tour of the studios. Did you just come up with? Are you going to write everything twice?
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. I mean,
and you're going to eat in every restaurant?
Yeah, I mean, I know some of the guys in the creative team, but that's the one question I've like kind of not asked them just intentionally. But like, how's that going to work? Because I'm just waiting to see how that happens. All right, let's move on.
Michael asked, online or traditional check-in? Best 2-bed Lakeview rooms at Bay Lake.
All right, so that's a couple different questions. Let's start with online or traditional check-in.
I like online check-in because you can get text if your room is ready ahead of time. The one downside is you may not be able to throw yourself on the mercy of the front desk attendant for an upgrade. But, I mean, it's so rare to get an upgrade.
Yeah.
I did it at Saratoga this last trip, and I did it at Boardwalk because we did a split stay, and it was fantastic. You can... Especially at a resort like Saratoga, where you can avoid the front desk altogether and just go to your room with your magic band, and you're in.
Where'd you? What room did you end up with at Saratoga? Could you see the drone show from there?
No.
Ah.
Yeah. What did you think of the drone show, Len? You saw it.
I liked it quite a bit. The thing I liked most about it is the precision of the movements of the drones.
Yeah.
Is something that you can't get with fireworks. So there's definitely an additional creative element that you get in the drones that that isn't present in any Disney nighttime show right now.
Worth visiting for it, or if you're just
definitely
drones. Okay.
No, definitely. Cool. I think I definitely. It's only 4 minutes long, which is kind of the downside. But there's so many other good things to eat at Disney Springs that you'd want to do that. Yeah, you know, just for that. So
cool. All right, and then he said best. I guess he's saying 2-bedroom. Best 2 or 2 beds? What do you think that means?
I think it's 2-bed Lakeview rooms
or 2-bedroom.
Yeah,
best 2-bedroom Lakeview room.
It's Bay Lake, so it'd have to be a 2-bedroom.
So,
Will and I stayed in a 2-bedroom once.
We did. Thanks we to, shared a room.
Thanks to
the
Mike Scopa. Yeah,
Not Mike Scope.
No, thanks to Mike Newell. Sorry. He's not listening.
8444, which is, I believe, on the 14th floor, is a corner two-bedroom overlooking the lake. And the reason – so on the corner, you'll have a little bit better view. The one thing I would say on that is it faces sort of south and east. So the way that the sun goes on all of these lake view rooms, you're going to get direct sun into the room most of the morning and early afternoon. And those rooms can get hot. I mean –
yeah.
Yeah, so you'll wanna use it, but yeah, but anything like that. I think on the 14th floor is the highest one. There's also one on the 12th floor, which is 8244. So that, you know, X44, you know, on a high up is a good view room.
Yep. And remember that there's at Bay Lake, it doesn't coordinate with your floor number.
Hate those room numbers at Bay Lake. Yeah.
The other one is on the opposite end of the building is the rooms that end in 02. Same thing. If you want to hop onto touring plans, they have on the hotel room viewfinder, they've got photos of the views from those rooms.
All right. Check out touring plans. All right. So who takes the next question? I forgot who's it. Will does? Me? I do? Oh, it's all right back to me. Mark says, will the Star Wars projection show, we'll be able to answer this one quick, will the Star Wars projection show come back to Hollywood Studios after Christmas?
Yes.
No, it's already back. It comes back next week during Christmas. Two shows a night, Christmas and Star Wars on select nights. And then it will absolutely be returning, I would say. It's very hard to imagine them getting rid of it. So
no, especially with Rogue One, and then they have another film coming out next year too, right?
Right. Episode 8 next year, and Rogue One is already
Rouge One.
It's already breaking box office records.
It's Rouge One. It's apparently one of the most difficult words to spell in the English language.
I know. I see it every day.
Every day, I see
Rouge One. I'm like, oh,
it's beautiful.
Funny. All right, moving on. Let's Terry take it.
Colm Broadhead wants to know, in your experience, what are the best attractions for a 2.5-year-old?
Okay.
Is there anything at the studios other than Clubhouse Live? Can two adults and a toddler get into a car at Toy Story Mania?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely to that one. I've done it a bunch of times. So no problems there. If you can wait, if you're 2.5-year-old can wait through the lines and you don't have a fast pass, then yes, go do it. Man, I take my son now as a 4-year-old a ton to Hollywood Studios. And even at the time, I don't know if it's a boy or girl, what they like. Disney Junior live on stage is great. You can meet all of the Disney Junior characters. You can do a Disney Junior character meal if they're into that. So, you know, they have Doc McStuffins and Sophia. I think still Handy Mandy, which is weird because I don't even know if it's on. But you can still meet those characters. I'm trying to think what else specifically now. There was a lot before they closed down. I felt like before they closed down half the park. I'm not sure if there's anything else now that you come to think of it, anything major. Because you can't meet the Cars characters anymore, and you can't really meet any other. You meet Mickey. Depends if they're a 2-year-old Star Wars fan, which my son was. But man, I have to say, the Clubhouse Live is pretty amazing. If you're a parent of a kid, dad likes those, or your kid likes those shows, it is pretty cool to watch them. Because unlike every other attraction at Walt Disney World, the fact that it is aimed at them, it really is a cool experience to watch your kid kind of have a real Disney World moment, even at 2.
I think the other things that would be fun for them to do are probably some of the dining options, like sci-fi might be fun.
Sci-fi. My son was a little scared at sci-fi. Dark monsters on the screen. Yeah, like right. He was a little bit. He's not that kind of kid, but I think it caught him off guard. He loved that animation pavilion when it was there, but that's unfortunately gone. They could do the other shows. That's up to you to decide whether your kids can really sit through Beauty and the Beast or the Little Mermaid show. I don't really know of anything else. One man's dream. I don't know what else they'd enjoy. But
the Moana meet and greet at the back of
characters.
One man's
if they like characters. It's really, if your kids like characters and they like Disney Junior, is the only reason to go. I think that's kind of the safe assumption there. All right. Lynn, you got any feedback on that?
Not at the studios. I would say over at the Magic Kingdom, don't overlook things like Many Adventures of the Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
So I had this strange experience. I was testing touring plans in the Magic Kingdom Saturday. And one of the steps had me go on Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. And so I'm by myself, which is a little strange for riding Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. But the weird thing was,
you had to do it for science. Exactly.
So I get in the car, you know, I get in line, get in the car. And right before the swinging gates, the loading dock closed, the woman behind me, who I don't think understood English very well, and her daughter that she was holding in her hand, in her arms, decided to ride with me. So I'm in the mini adventures with the honeypot with these two people who were just enjoying the heck out of the ride, and I couldn't help but get into it too. We're all pointing at the heffalumps and we're
were in the same row.
Our shoulders were touching, okay. And I didn't know who they were. Yeah, but they had a great time, and I sort of had a great time because they had a great time. So I'm saying my point is, don't overlook things like Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, even if you have to go on it with strangers.
Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah, with my girls now that are just one, but even when my boy was that age, we spent a ton of time at Magic Kingdom and actually very little at other places. So we would do Magic Kingdom multiple nights in a row or multiple days. Because there's so much. It's the exact opposite of Hollywood Studios or even really any of the parks. There's just so much. They can do almost everything. There's three or four off-limits attractions. So really, Magic Kingdom is the way to go. If you want to go, that Clubhouse Live show, I've seen it enough to where I don't really need to personally see it again. But it's a pretty good blast. So, all right.
Awesome.
Lindsay has a question for us. She says, what resorts would you recommend for a club level, concierge level stay for two adults? Are there any ways to stay club level for Wes?
Club level.
I can't talk. Club level for... Any ways to stay club level for less? Ha! Thanks, guys.
She put the ha, not us. But
right.
We agree with her ha. So are there any ways to stay club level for less? And I guess what would we recommend? So recommend a club level.
You can get standard or garden view rooms, which are the least expensive of the club view rooms. Yeah.
All right. Which one would you recommend? What resort?
I like the Poly. The Grand Floridian is also very good. I was at Yacht Club a couple weeks ago, and at club level. That was very good too. They had excellent offerings. Service was very good. The other one I would probably be on my short list is Animal Kingdom Lodge.
All right. So hopefully that answers your question. I like Polly's a lot. So, all right, that's going to do it for today's show. Merry Christmas, everyone, and happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah starts on Christmas Eve this year, so very convenient for all of you celebrating, including myself. Will you be coming to my Hanukkah party?
Hope so, even though it's not on Hanukkah. Yep. So,
Well, it's because
I'm a purist.
Hope so, low. Terry, I'm putting him on the spot. You coming to the Hanukkah party? All right. I'll hope to see you guys not at the Hanukkah party, but Friday night.
Because that would be weird.
If you know where to go, then that's the problem. Then you're bugging my phone. So if you want to join us though this Friday night, we're going to be hanging out at the Movie Gang at the Franklin Theater in Franklin, Tennessee, seeing The Nightmare Before Christmas and having a blast doing it. Again, you can find that on the Franklin Theater website and on the Movie Gang website. And special thanks to our presenting sponsor this month, KingdomStrollers.com.
Get a little Matt Hotchberg there.
I know. That was me just, that's more painkillers making me slur. Because my back. I don't care. Everyone knows I have been in back trouble right now, which it hurts, but I do have to. That's why these shows sound a little different. I kind of sound like when you hear a little bit of your voice delayed on a microphone. It's like you start talking like this. That's kind of how I can tell I'm talking. But KingdomStrollers.com, get yourself an amazing stroller. Don't lug the strollers, just lug your kids. KingdomStrollers.com. I made that tagline. They should put that at the top of their website.
Don't lug your strollers, just lug your kids.
Good.
Like it.
We can get that to John and Dylan. That's what they do, those jingles. Also, circa1955.com. Use that promo code podcast to get yourself a free candle and your initial shipment. Very cool. We love those people. We love supporting the smaller businesses here. And a special thanks also to Texas Margarita. I'm going to throw that out there because Texas Margarita, and you guys say that, you know, we talk maybe about alcohol a little too much. Well, there's listeners that produce their own margarita mix. They send
there's
us,
no alcohol in it.
No, you can just drink it straight.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it, but I'm sure there's ways to use it. Texas Margarita, again, they're not a sponsor here, but very nice people, and they sent us a case. And I've always said this, if we like your product and we can support it, we will. So if you have anything, reach out to us, and we're all happy to always say, if we like it, we'll talk about it. If we don't, we won't. So we're not going to give you a bad review, but if we like something, you're a cool small business, we'd love to see what you guys are doing. I love connecting with listeners, finding out the strange and different and weird and cool different businesses they have. It's really fun and a great part of being a part of this podcast community. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. We will talk to you before the new year. We'll talk to you after Christmas. We'll see what all if our dreams all came true. If Terry, did you even say what you wanted to dream?
Cut him off.
Let's talk about it real quick. Oh, what's your what do you hope for Christmas?
A dream Disney
gift.
A dream Disney gift. We have always had a big dream of doing a trip. We've talked about maybe doing it for a major anniversary where we just go to all the theme parks around the world. So that's probably always going to be my just, you know, we start in Orlando and work your way around the globe. So the way Disney parks are going, the list is getting longer.
I would like one of Joe Rohde's earrings.
Yeah. Christmas tree ornaments.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the new tree. Oh. The Joe Rohde.
The Rohde tree.
The Rohde tree.
RohdeTrees.com. Find it there. All right. That's going to do it for this week on WDW Today. I'm Logan.
I'm Will.
And I'm Terry.
No last name is better. Keep it safe. Especially as they do with my Hanukkah party is. We'll talk to you on the next show.